Now, back to the Steve Gerber Show on MTN.
Welcome back to the Steve Gerber Show, where we continue our conversation with Congressman Steve Scalise. What scares you the most, Congressman, when you look at the discourse, you look at the taunts, the tweets, the nasty messages on the internet, the harassment of people at Tucker Carlson's house being surrounded here by people chanting when he was at work and his wife and four daughters were inside here just a few days ago? When you see this kind of antagonistic behavior that's right on that hairy edge between antagonism and violence. I mean, that has got to have you go, that's got to stop. Because I'm with you, that has to stop. That goes too far. Antifa throwing bricks through windows and people shouting down speakers. It's one thing to have an opinion, and it's one thing to assemble. But to start to throw bricks or take shots or surround people's homes because they're a commentator and they have an opinion different than your own, we have to draw a line.
Yeah, and, you know, it angers me and I think so many other people. And what I think is disappointing is you don't see both sides calling this out. You know, if it's Tucker Carlson, the mainstream media is real quiet about what happened. And that's something that should be disturbing to all of us, because I strongly support the First Amendment as well as the Second Amendment, like you said. And I believe deeply in the right and ability of anybody to speak out. If they disagree with me, they ought to be able to be free to say it. But you can't carry it out with violence. I mean, violence is never the answer to a political disagreement, and it should be a bipartisan rebuke when that happens.
Yeah, I'm not surprised that Chuck Todd would try to get you to change your mind on the Second Amendment or the First or the Fourth or anything else he could figure out. But let me ask you this. Do you feel that the mainstream media, those at NBC or CBS or CNN or wherever, treated you the same way that Gabby Giffords was treated when she was also shot in a horrific shooting by another deranged individual, a Democrat that time, you a Republican, his motives different than the shooter in your case, but still members of Congress being shot at, gunned down in the streets. Was your story treated differently?
I don't know if it was. I saw so much of the same outpouring and emotion in my case as with Gabby. And I remember I was fairly new to Congress when Gabby Giffords was shot. It was on a Saturday. And my wife and I were downstairs with the TV on, and the first reports coming out incorrectly, fortunately, were that she was killed. And we just both started crying. And I had just seen Gabby the day before during a vote series. And I didn't know her well, but she and I have talked, her husband Mark and I have surely talked after this. But you know, there was, I think, tremendous coverage and outpouring for that. There was also tremendous coverage and outpouring. And I had Republicans and Democrats, members of Congress, that checked on me, came to the hospital to see me. You did see, you know, kind of a side of politics we don't get to see too often, where people really did genuinely care. You know, we're colleagues at the end of the day. We have our differences for sure, and that shouldn't change. But we, I think, came together after both of those incidents.
And, we do for a time, you know, but we do for a time, Congressman. But it does seem to fade away over time. Congressman Steve Scalise here will be having a conversation about his brand new book, Back in the Game. Let me ask you this: when you hear the comments made today, lately, by people like Maxine Waters and Hillary Clinton and Eric Holder, all seemingly advocating violence of one sort or another, I mean, do you have the opportunity to say, guys, you got to pull this back, you got to put on the brakes, because this doesn't lead any place good? I mean, Tucker Carlson's house being surrounded, at some point somebody's going to get killed, or worse, more people are going to get killed.
And where are those people today when that happened with Tucker, calling that out? It's wrong if anybody commits acts of violence, you know, whether it's to settle a political dispute or something else. I mean, violence, we have laws in this country, and we're a nation of laws, and whether Republican or Democrat violates it, we should be equal in our rebuke of that action.
Let me ask you something as we couple more questions here. I know you're busy, and I greatly appreciate it. Where are you at this point in your recovery? Is it something you're going to, you know, have to deal with for the remainder of your time on this planet, or is it something that you feel that you're pretty good shape now? Where are we in this recovery process?
Well, you know, I'll probably always have some residual effects of this, but you know, I was needing a scooter to get around when I came out of the hospital, and then I was able to get down to two crutches, and that was a big milestone. And now I walk with one crutch, and my next goal is to be able to walk without any crutches. And my doctors feel like I'll get there. I do 2 days a week of physical therapy to keep getting better. And you know, you always got to keep focusing on getting better. But I also appreciate the things I'm able to do. I mean, all the things that really matter to me in my life, I'm able to do, and that's a blessing.
The book is Back in the Game, One Gunman, Countless Heroes, and the Fight for My Life. Let me ask you this before I let you go, Congressman. Where do we go from here? What can you do in this new session of Congress, the 116th, I believe, to reach across the aisle to say, you know what, let's have some positive conversations. Let's not always go to the negative side. You know, the young man that was just elected to Congress for the first time, having been mocked on Saturday Night Live, said, I don't need an apology. And Saturday Night Live did the right thing, invited him on the show, right? And so that was like reaching across the aisle. I was surprised in a good way at it. I'm glad to see it. I'm glad to see finally a breakthrough somewhere, because people have realized we've gone too far into this darkness. But what can you do as we start this new session of Congress to maybe get past some of the division?
Yeah, and you're talking about Dan Crenshaw, a great friend, and I was so proud of him. I texted him a little while ago when I saw what he did on Saturday Night Live to say, you know, look, let's put this behind both of us. And I thought you saw an appropriate apology come out of the actor at Saturday Night Live. But in the end, let's all try to dial it down a little bit. You know, we still ought to cherish the ability in this country to disagree with one another when we have those disagreements. But just like with your friend or with your spouse, you don't agree on everything. But when you disagree, you don't go and challenge the other person's character, integrity, just because you happen to be on the other side of an issue. You ought not make these disagreements personal. Go and debate on the merits. Go and try to persuade people. You know, let's get back to that old method of, you know, Margaret Thatcher said, you know, first go win the debate, then you win the vote. And if you're not winning the debate and you threaten somebody or attack somebody, you've already admitted you lost. I mean, how about we get back to the civility of disagreeing with one another where we disagree and working with each other where we can, but don't go and try to make it personal.
Find those bonds that we have in common, not the things that separate us, I think is the takeaway
there's
there.
There's more of that.
There's
more that we agree on than we disagree on when it comes down to it. And let's find more opportunities to work on those things as well.
The book by Steve Scalise, Back in the Game, One Gunman, Countless Heroes, and The Fight for My Life. It's on sale this week. Go pick up a copy. Incredible story of, I don't know, of perseverance, of steadfastness, of faith, and a lot more. Congressman, I'll give you the last word.
Well, I think a lot of people are going to hopefully see something in this book that shows you that, you know, while there's evil out there, there's much more good than evil. And I chronicle what is really good in an experience that I had that could have been something that was a negative focus or a horrible ending. It actually has a happy ending. And we talk about a lot of that in the book. And I think it's something everybody that has any kind of tragedy in their life will be able to get something positive out of.
And that's a great way to end it. Congressman Steve Scalise, it's a privilege and it's an honor. And thank you for being here.
Steve, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
If you're ready to lose weight and feel great again, then it's time to do it. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost, is your custom solution to losing those extra pounds. MyPureHealthSolutions builds a custom plan just for you, not a one-size-fits-all, but something designed for you. Find out more by logging on to MyPureHealthSolutions.com or call 616-426-3910. And remember, you can use Flex accounts and health savings accounts too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it today.
And now a message from Salt and Light Global and its Justice Center. Freedom is never free. Fighting tyranny everywhere, the Great Lakes Justice Center speaks truth for the persecuted and most vulnerable. Please consider donating generously to Salt and Light Global and our Justice Center. We need your support. To donate, go right now to GreatLakesJC.org. That's GreatLakesJC.org. Great Lakes JC.